Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was thinking about it because a friend of mine asked me last night. He said if Messina goes in as a Yankee, as Jerry was talking about, do you kind of have to retire his number? I mean, guy's in as a Yankee.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said to him, I don't know. I don't know what the Yankee criteria is. I know the Yankees have retired a lot of numbers of guys who are not Hall of Famers.
Yes.
In fact, they have retired eight numbers for non-Hall of Famers.
Right, right. Billy
eight
Martin.
Billy Martin.
Elston Howard.
Elston Howard.
Is Guidry retired?
Ron Guidry.
Bernie. Bernie's retired now,
you're
right?
On fire.
Oh, I'm just rocking and rolling. Roger Maris?
No. Oh, yeah, Roger Maris.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay,
oh, yeah,
nine.
Yeah, yeah.
I missed that one.
Damn. Yeah.
Okay, nine.
Let's see. Let me just go through. Mattingly?
Mattingly?
Let's see. Who else? Is Thurman?
Thurman?
How many we got now?
I think you're missing two, if you haven't said it already, because I lost track. One is Ernie's favorite player of all time.
One is Ernie's favorite player of all time.
Yeah, sarcastic.
Miguel Cabrera's. Oh, Posada.
Posada.
Right. Miguel Cabrera's on the Tigers.
That's right. And Andy Pettit.
And Andy Pettit. Okay.
So nine guys, numbers retired, who are not Hall of Famers. And we could argue if they are or they
right,
aren't.
Well,
but
that's, yeah.
And then there are six Hall of Famers who went in as Yankees who do not or did not have their number retired.
Six Hall of Famers in as Yankees, not did not get their number retired.
Now, in fairness.
Wow.
In fairness, five of the six guys were a very long time ago.
Right.
And I think what ended up happening
Lefty
was.
Lefty Gomez.
Lefty Gomez is one.
Right.
He wore number 11.
Tony Lazzari.
Tony Lazzari is another.
Okay.
Who actually wore six. Now
right.
It's retired.
Okay.
Joe Gordon.
Joe Gordon. Right.
Red Ruffing.
The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Okay.
Earl Combs.
I didn't realize he was in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
played with Babe.
He was the Murderer's Row. I think he was the leadoff hitter of Murderer's Row.
I think you're right.
So
yeah.
Hence he wore number one.
Yeah.
Even though that is retired, just not for him.
Right, for Billy Martin.
So you can explain all of those saying, you know what? Come on, that's a long time ago. They didn't view retired numbers the same way. In fact, I'll give you this factoid. They gave out number three for many years.
That's unbelievable.
They gave it out.
How do you do that?
Because I guess at the time it wasn't a thing. It wasn't a thing to retire numbers. They just
isn't
didn't
it like batting order then?
It did, but still, they handed out the number.
No, they gave it to the next number three hitter, didn't they?
I don't know. I can't speak on that because they gave it out until the 40s, and then they finally retired it. But Earl Combs, the reason why Earl Combs wore number one, I think, is because he's the leadoff hitter.
Yeah, okay.
Lou Gehrig, four.
Right.
But there's one guy who's recent, who's more recent than all. Because I guess you could explain away those other guys saying they just didn't do that back then. So
a recent guy went in the Hall of Fame as a Yankee and has not had his number retired.
Yeah.
How long did he play for the Yankees, this guy?
If I had to guess, I think he was there for 6 years,
wow.
If I'm not mistaken.
So he was there for a while then.
Yeah.
That's actually a relatively long time.
It's recent.
Yeah. Wow.
And his plaque in Cooperstown features a New York Yankee logo. And in fact, his number is being worn right now by somebody.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is this guy not jumping out at me right now?
Maybe because you don't associate the number with him. Like, there are just certain guys where you just don't think of their number.
When you say recent, do you play in the 90s?
No, not the 90s, not the 90s. I mean recent for you. I didn't see him play. He was before me.
Okay.
I meant recent compared to the 1920s and 30s.
And he's in as a Yankee.
Yes. You want me to give you his number?
Give me his number.
It's worn right now by the Yankee closer, Aroldis Chapman, 54.
54 was his number. Oh, Goose.
Goose Gossage. That's the one guy.
Yeah.
The other guys you could explain away. Long time ago, wasn't
right.
The thing. They just didn't do it
right,
back then.
Right.
Okay, fine. And half of them got retired anyway, like number six and number one. It ended up happening,
yes.
Just not for them.
Yes. Yes.
So Goose Gossage is the only guy that fits the bill of a
surprise.
More
he's not retired, really.
His number?
Yeah. If he's in as a Yankee.
You tell me, why did they start handing that out back then?
I don't know. I don't get that.
Did they not think he was going to be a Hall of Famer or something?
So you know there's history there, right?
Go ahead.
He wasn't invited to spring training. There was some things going on.
Yeah, there were some issues because he's a very outspoken guy.
That's correct.
But they gave away his number very quickly. This is not something that was held. I mean, I give you the list of guys who've worn his number. There's a ton of them. And they're a list of just nobodies. No offense to them outside of Chapman. Remember Richard Blyer?
No.
He was on the team 2 years ago.
And no relation to Rocky?
No. Jim Messier, the pitcher?
I do remember him.
Jeff Reardon?
Him. Jeff Reardon? I don't remember Jeff Reardon on the Yankees.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sterling Hitchcock? Hitchcock?
Yeah, yeah.
Jay Buhner actually wore it.
Wow.
It's been handed out a million times. I don't think they're going to ever retire it. I think it's...
No.
I think it's going to happen.
Well, if you don't retire Goose, can you retire Messina? I don't know. I mean, I'm throwing it out there.
The Yankees don't have a bar that's consistent for me to give that to tell you what the heck they would do.
Yeah.
There are teams who say, hey, you're in the Hall of Fame wearing our hat. We're going to retire your number. It's as simple as that. The Yankees, both ways, don't do that. They obviously didn't do it with some of their earlier generational players. They didn't do it with Goose Gossage. But they've also done it the other way with guys. I mean, Jorge Posada's never getting to the Hall of Fame.
No, no.
Based on the early voting, I don't think Andy Pettitte's getting there.
I don't know if Posada should be number should be retired, to be honest with you. I don't know about that.
A different story altogether.
I don't know about that. Billy Martin, too. I mean, I understand Billy Martin. He was, you know, a great player for them. Very good. Not, I shouldn't say great, but a very good player. You know, all those, he's on those teams in the 50s that won the World Series. Obviously managed the team. Is he, you know, I mean, he as a manager, he only won one World Series with
him. So maybe you, instead of it being retired for Billy Martin, it should be retired for the leadoff hitter for Murderers Row.
Earl Combs. Probably right.
Easy fix.
Right. That would be a better way.
You know what? We just changed our mind. Right. It's actually still retired, but it's for Earl Combs now.
And obviously you got the two number eights, Dickey and Berra.
Correct, yes.
You know?
Yeah. Which you could do, I guess, with all these numbers. You could say, well, they're now retired for everybody.
Well, you could have like nine retired for Maris and Greg Nettles.
Yeah.
You could do that.
Absolutely.
Could do that.
Absolutely. So it's every team has a different bar. It's one weird thing about the Yankees. The Yankees have the most remarkable history in the history of baseball, probably the history of sports.
Yeah.
If there is
I think
a team,
the only rival would be that there's two teams I would say rival it, the Celtics and the Canadians.
Sure.
That's it.
The Canadians definitely. The only
Patriots
issue,
are getting there. Although, how many really, that's a discussion for another day. How many guys are really Hall of Famers? We talked about this yesterday.
I know. It's unbelievable. Yeah, the thing about the Yankees, though, where I put them over Boston, and it's not a knock on Boston. It's just the way the sport is. Baseball's just been around so much longer.
Yeah, it's been a lot longer.
The dynasty began in the
20s.
There wasn't even an NBA in the 20s.
No, you're right.
So when you have such a history like that, you don't have to retire guys who are not Hall of Famers numbers. So you don't have to retire Ron Guidry, Bernie Williams, Andy Pettit,
Elston Howard. Thurman.
Roger Maris is there. See, some of these guys I think I still would retire.
Now, Roger Maris's number to me has got to be retired.
Right, I agree.
Just like Mattingly and Thurman have to be retired.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, both of those guys have to be retired.
Well, it's like David Wright. I love that the Mets have this very high bar.
No, Wright's got to be retired.
But he's Mattingly, the exception of I'm retiring his number anyway, even though he's not a Hall of Famer.
Not as good as Mattingly, but still.
No, I just meant the same
thing. No,
they're our guy.
Right.
To the Yankee fans growing up, Mattingly was their guy.
No doubt.
If Winfield went in as a Yankee, which he almost did, they wouldn't have retired his number.
I agree with you.
No.
I agree.
No.
Look, the Yankees don't have a consistent bar where I could tell you if they should. My gut says I wouldn't retire Mike Messina's number, but they
could. I wouldn't either. I would not.
Yeah, I'd lean towards no. But
I can see the Orioles retiring his number.
How many times have they handed it out since? I'm kind of curious now. I'm going to find that answer.
They got to retire. All right, got to be Brooks Robinson. Frank Robinson's got to be retired. Cal Ripken's got to be retired.
I mean,
I'm just throwing the Orioles out there.
Yeah, they have a bunch of retired numbers. Right. I mean, like, if they handed out that number 35 since he left, because some teams kind of keep it to them. They don't hand it out to anybody. Here, I have the answer to it. They have, they've treated it very badly.
Who, the Orioles?
Yeah. Josh Towers, Rick Helling, Matt Riley, Daniel Cabrera, Greg Aquino,
Brad
Bergeson.
Oh, you're talking about the numbers that Messina's numbers have been handed out.
Yeah, they handed it out to everybody.
Wait, retired numbers for the Orioles? What?
No.
I understand.
Yeah, they handed, basically, they took that number as soon as he left.
Right.
They've retired number 4 for Earl Weaver.
Oh, Weaver, too.
5 for Brooks Robinson.
Right.
8 for Cal.
Right.
20 for Frank Robinson.
Yep.
22 for Jim Palmer.
Yep.
33 for Eddie Murray. That's it.
Yeah. That's about right.
Yeah.
That's about right.
Yeah. That's fine. So, yeah, my gut would be no on Messina, but the track record says it doesn't say anything because it's all over the place. The Yankee track record on retiring numbers, they go both ways when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. card.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.